Ron, let's talk a little further about what you call the crucified life, this lifestyle of self-denial that Jesus not only modeled for us, but calls us to mimic in our own lives, because our culture seems to have a different idea about the starting point for a victorious life.
It sure does, Brian. You know, I've often thought about the way our culture so vigorously competes with the inspired Word of God. Just go to any bookstore or surf the internet, and you'll find shelves and websites filled with information on self-help, self-improvement, and self-esteem, but you'll find very few, if any, on self-denial. But the crucified life is all about self-denial. Now, I'm going to give you the punchline in just a moment, but first I want to be very clear about the dangers of buying into what the world is selling with respect to this self-directed life. Brian, the more we focus on self, whether you want to call it self-help or self-improvement or whatever other name you attach to it, the further we get away from the kind of life Christ asks us to live. Now, I'm not saying we should never try to improve. I'm not saying we should never attempt with the Lord's help and even the help of other like-minded Christian brothers and sisters to be the best possible version of ourselves. But that should not be our focus. And the culture most certainly places undue emphasis on the self-directed life. The truth of the matter is this, Brian. The best possible version of ourselves comes shining through as we become more and more like Jesus. And Jesus was all about self-denial. That's what we need, Brian. More books about self-denial, more books about the crucified life, more books about giving your life away for the sake of Jesus. And here's the irony of it all. Here's the punchline. Here's the truth Satan has tried to hide from us all along. When you set out on that course, you will eventually discover that the road of self-denial is precisely what leads you to self-improvement. You don't need to improve yourself in order to serve others. On the contrary, it is when you serve others that you improve yourself. Give your life away, Jesus says, and you will find it. Esteem others, and you will discover that you yourself have high self-esteem. Be a source of joy to others first, and you will find joy for yourself. This is the crucified life, and it leads to a glorious resurrection of all things the world is trying to sell us and all the things we've wanted all along.